漠哈，请发言。在南斯拉夫解体两二十年之后，在西巴尔干地区仍然。
Again, has been recently increasing more than ever. Given the time limitation, I'll just proceed with the recommendations. First, all the missions of international or regional intergovernmental organizations in the Western Balkans, such as the UN, the EU, the Council of Europe, the OCCI, which are active in the field of protection of human and minority rights and in the field of security, should strengthen their efforts in creating more collaborative partnerships and synergies on the monitoring of minority rights, identification of violations for early warning and conflict prevention. They should also play a more proactive role in awareness raising for minority rights among Western Balkan societies. Second, European Union should be more diligent when it comes to the fulfillment of one of the key Copenhagen criteria in its enlargement policy with Western Balkans, which is the protection of human and minority rights. It should increase its impact in changing the course of the exclusive governmental practices towards the protection of minority rights. Third, Western Balkan states should strengthen efforts in public, namely cultural diplomacy, using soft power in order to strengthen intercultural dialogue between their societies. In this context, mobility programs among the youth of Western Balkans needs to be boosted. And the last one, Western Balkan states should build inclusive institutions where minorities are properly represented and have a voice and a proactive role in issues that affect them. They should also build inclusive education systems where national curricula involves the teaching of minority identities. Thank you for your attention.